Despite a veto threat from President Barack Obama, the U.S. House has passed legislation to change the definition of full-time employee under the Affordable Care Act. WHYY's Todd Bookman reports that it's not clear how many Delaware Valley workers would be affected under the change.
The health law's employer mandate requires businesses with more than 50 employees to offer health insurance to full-time staff or face penalties. Anyone averaging at least 30 hours per week is considered a full-timer. Congressional Republicans and some Democrats want to raise that to 40 hours, arguing businesses shouldn't be enticed to cut anyone's hours to 29 to get under the threshold. That's already happened to some adjunct professors, including at Philadelphia University. But Anna Neighbor with the United Academics of Philadelphia, a union for adjuncts, says simply changing the definition won't translate into more access to health coverage.
Whether we're at 30 hours a week as a definition of full-time or 40 hours a week, universities will continually scale back our hours and cap us to keep us ineligible.
Some casinos and school districts are also limiting employee hours, though Scott Harrington at UPenn's Wharton School says no one has hard numbers yet on how many are facing cuts.
It's really unclear how much of an impact there has been on part-time employment and hours right now. So you have all these anecdotes. It would be nice to really have more data to get a feeling about what's going on.
Harrington says the politics surrounding the issue are much clearer. Supporters of the ACA see any change in the law as the first steps towards dismantling it. And they point to a Congressional Budget Office estimate that the new definition of full-time would increase the law's price tag. For WHYY News, I'm Todd Bookman.